This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Department of Health confirms two vaping-related illnesses have been reported in the state. This is part of a larger ongoing outbreak of lung illness associated with the use of e-cigarette products. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 450 possible cases of the disease have been reported in 33 states and one U.S. territory. The CDC has confirmed 5 deaths in California, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and Oregon. Gary Wheeler, senior medical consultant at the Arkansas Department of Health, spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday about how the situation is developing in Arkansas.
There are 4 cases, 2 confirmed, 2 possible, and there are now an additional 4 cases that are investigated. So we've got a total of 8 cases that we're investigating.
Now, since the CDC issued an advisory about this about 2 weeks ago, the number of possible cases across the country has more than doubled. Is that because more people are able to identify these symptoms as this similar lung illness, or is it just more people are getting sick? Can you tell why?
I don't think we can tell at this point. I think a lot of it is recognition. I was on a phone call with a number of clinicians on a CDC call the other day, and that question was asked, are these patients, are we seeing a total number or increase in number of patients who are in the ICU who have otherwise undiagnosed severe pulmonary disease versus your baseline from a year ago or 5 years ago? And folks were not able to answer that question very well. There were some who thought maybe there's an increase, others who were not sure. So I think that question is unanswered at this point. One of the things we absolutely do know is that the syndrome has been described much better over the last week, and the associations are much more clear. So doctors have been alerted to start asking additional questions that they don't usually ask, about e-cigarettes, marijuana use, vaping devices, and that kind of thing. And that is resulting in, I think it's probably the biggest reason we're seeing more cases. I can't tell you that there's not an increase in the number of cases. Just don't know.
So what are the symptoms that people are experiencing?
So there's a variety of symptoms. The most important ones are shortness of breath. They're just not able to breathe. And there are some other associated symptoms involving GI symptoms. And that's really variable from patient to patient. But the most important thing that ties this together is that they have some type of severe pulmonary illness.
And how are these symptoms different than someone who, say, develops some kind of lung disease from a traditional cigarette?
Well, they're really quite different, and I want to make a point early on that there are consequences of regular cigarettes that are acute, and there are those that are chronic. And most about that we talk about with cigarettes has to do with the chronic consequences. So things like effects on the heart. Lung cancer, those kind of things. Those things happen after long periods of use of cigarettes. However, there are people who have very reactive lung airways, people with asthma, who respond to cigarette smoke immediately with wheezing and other kind of things as well. So in that, and then let me talk about e-cigarettes and vaping devices. It's the same distinction. There are acute things that happen, and there are things that happen over long periods of time. We have always, as public health officials, been very concerned about the long-term effects of e-cigarettes. They've just not been on the market long enough for us to know fully what those are going to be. There are some new early data that suggest that there may be some of the same long-term effects as with cigarettes in terms of effects on the heart. But again, it's very preliminary. It's going to take years to see those things. The stuff that's in the news right now is about the acute effects of vaping devices. So people use these devices, and within a short period of time, they start to develop shortness of breath and evidence of lung disease. So there are some similarities to the acute effects that can happen with cigarettes, but we have not seen such a severe pulmonary syndrome with regular cigarettes that we've identified. Now, again, when you say regular cigarettes, we're typically talking about mass-produced, factory-made products. When you talk about e-cigarettes, well, there are some of those, but there's also a lot of, off-the-shelf vaping where there's dramatic differences in the quality and the makeup and the composition of these products. So what are being reported in terms of all these people with severe lung disease, what we know is that they're using a tremendous variety of different vaping products that are causing their diseases. The challenge now is to find out the common denominator that is triggering this severe response. We've not accomplished that yet.
So they are using different kinds of e-cigarette devices, so it's not it doesn't appear to be that one is causing the problem. Is there a certain substance that they're smoking that may be a somewhat...
So the other thing that's been reported is that many of these patients are using, they're using the, if you will, the vaping device, you know, the pipe or the pen or whatever. And they're not only using nicotine liquids that they get from vape shops, they're also using liquid THC or marijuana preparations. They're using them in combinations. And so, again, we haven't sorted out, you know, which factors are the most common ones that are triggering this reaction. And among those that are using marijuana preparations, you know, get them from all over the place. Some of them are getting them from, quote, legal sources, like in places like, you know, states that have legal marijuana recreationally or medical marijuana. But others are using, homemade marijuana products that they're buying on the black market. And the same thing with the e-cigarette products. Some of the liquids are, you know, coming from, if you will, black market sources. From a public health point of view, all the vaping liquids are essentially in the same category in that they're, they're not approved for safe use for inhalation by the FDA. So they're all kind of, and some of them, you know, people are getting by going online and buying them from China because they're cheap. You have no idea what's in vaping liquid products, to be honest with you. We know the stuff that's in there can cause problems. We know that flavorings are associated and broken down into many compounds that can be harmful to the lungs and body. But there's all stuff that we don't even know about that might be in these products that are being used as solvents or whatever for the e-cigarette devices. So it's a long answer to your question, but the from a public health epidemiological problem solving, we have not identified a single product or a single device at this time that's responsible for this. We think that it's probably categories of products that are eliciting these very inflammatory reactions in the lung that are causing people to be short of breath and in some cases severely ill. And we know that there's been death associated with these syndromes in at least one or two cases.
That was Gary Wheeler, senior medical consultant at the Arkansas Department of Health. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday.